Cruelty to animals is already prohibited under statewide law, but unlike some other Southeast communities, Petersburg doesn't have a local ordinance. The Petersburg Humane Association is proposing one. The draft measure was just up for initial discussion, not a vote, on Monday. Police Chief Jim Agner had met previously with Humane Association volunteers, and he supported having an ordinance that echoed the state's law against cruelty to animals, but he had concerns about the specific four-page ordinance that was on the agenda Monday.
The particular ordinance or proposed ordinance that you have in front of you has got some significant problems in the far as legal issues. First of all, legally it is vague. It is subjective. Sections of it are most likely unconstitutional. This is going to be difficult to enforce or completely unenforceable.
The Humane Association's proposed measure includes sections laying out basic requirements for food, water, shelter, and veterinary care. It gives definitions of abandonment and cruelty. It lists a variety of specific prohibitions against things like offering animals as a prize, leaving out a poisonous substance that an animal might eat, the killing of dogs and cats for food, fighting or mutilating animals, and sex acts with animals. It also details a series of rules on the types and size of collars and tethering systems that can be used for restraining animals, and prohibits unrestrained animals in the back of a pickup truck, among other things. Agner didn't take issue with the spirit of the ordinance, but he was concerned that some of the provisions could lead to legal challenges.
I'm certainly not in favor of torturing animals. That's not what it's about. But we need to have something that we could work, and again, survive any kind of constitutional challenges.
Yeah, if we're going to give you a tool, you should be able to use it.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was Mayor Al Dwyer at the end there. The Humane Association's Ann Lee noted that April was National Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Month. Lee said the group's volunteers had done a lot of research on the issue, but she noted this was just a proposal. She was open to changes as suggested by Agner, as well as the local attorney that's advised the group.
I'm in agreement with the chief. And that I agree, and also with John Hogue, who we did talk to about it, who just recommended that to do this, just to have the one-liner that just says basically that cruelty and neglect of animals is prohibited in Petersburg. I think it says it quite simply that way, if I'm not wrong.
Lee urged the council to move forward with the process and develop a short, simple ordinance that is easy for the police to implement. Humane Association volunteer Sandy Hasbrook agreed the idea was to come up with something the police could use.
Seriously, what you have, the five pages, is what a group of us came up with, making a lot of state phone calls and calling every city and comparing it with what other cities in Southeast had. So we weren't trying to do anything that the police couldn't actually follow, or what we thought might be an ordinance. We just don't want it to be so difficult that it was swept away.
The council took no action on the measure. The issue is scheduled for discussion first at tonight's meeting of the Public Safety Advisory Board in Petersburg. I'm Matt Lichtenstein.